That's right. It's time for This Day in History, where we look back, we sift through the sands of time, we leaf through the history books, we find out a little bit about what's gone on today's date. February 17th today, what's gone on this day in history? On this day in the year 1600, the philosopher Giordano Bruno was burned alive for heresy at Campo di Fiori in Rome. He was celebrated for his cosmological theories, proposing that the stars that we see in the sky were just distant suns surrounded by their own possibly life-bearing planets. He also insisted that the universe is in fact infinite and could have no celestial body at its center. It's unclear, however, just how much his execution was due to these theories or other views that were unfavorable to the Catholic Church. In the year 1871, on February 17th, the victorious Prussian army paraded through Paris, France, after the end of the siege of Paris during the Franco-Prussian War. In 1913, the Armory Show opened in New York, displaying works of artists who are to become some of the most influential painters of the earlier 20th century. On February 17th in 1965, the Ranger 8 probe launched on its mission to photograph the Sea of Tranquility region on the Moon in preparation for the manned Apollo missions. In 1974, on this day in 1974, Robert K. Preston, a disgruntled US Army private, stole a helicopter and did a couple of flybys over the White House before being forced to land. In a plea bargain, he pled guilty to wrongful appropriation and breach of the peace and was sentenced to 1 year in prison and fined $2,400. Try doing that today. Try stealing a helicopter and buzzing the White House and getting off with a 1 year sentence. Actually, Don't do that, because you will almost certainly be whisked off by the Secret Service and never heard from again. In 1978, the Provisional IRA detonated an incendiary bomb at the La Mon restaurant near Belfast, killing 12 and seriously injuring 30 people. And finally, in 1996, NASA's Discovery program began as the Near Shoemaker spacecraft lifted off on its first mission ever to orbit and land on an asteroid, the asteroid 433 Eros. Also got some famous birthdays for February 17th. Michael Jordan, 53 today, extraordinary career, long list of accolades. Of course, will always be remembered for his greatest achievement, the 1996 film Space Jam. Renee Russo, she's turning 62 today. Happy birthday, Renee. The greatest director of our time, Michael Bay, is turning 51. I do have a soft spot for Bad Boys 2. Jerry O'Connell of Sliders fame, he's 42 today. Dominic Purcell, 46. Hunky Dominic Purcell. I don't know if you're really into it. You know, you've got to be really into the sort of square-jawed, broad-shouldered sort of look. But he's a good-looking fella. Dominic, happy birthday. Paris Hilton, 35 today. Actually, I saw Paris when I was visiting New York with a friend of mine. We went to a showing of the Late Night Show with David Letterman, and she was actually one of the guests on that evening. I'd never really taken much notice of her previously, but there is something quite electric about that woman in person, I will say, if I'm going to be honest. Happy birthday, Paris. Got some famous musos today as well. Ed Sheeran, 25, won Song of the Year at the Grammys. So nice birthday present there. Billy Joe Armstrong, frontman of the punk rock band Green Day. He's 44 today. Ricky Medlock, frontman of Blackfoot and guitarist for one of my favourite bands of all time. Lynyrd Skynyrd, he's 66 today. Taylor Hawkins, the drummer of the rock band Foo Fighters, 44. His cousin introduced him to Dave Grohl after a camping trip the two of them took together. And the rest is rock and roll history. But finally, we are hearing a little bit of this one. This one going out to David McComb, singer and songwriter of the Triffids and the Black Eyed Susans. We're hearing one of their very famous tracks, taking us out on this day in history. This is Wide Open Road from the Triffids. You're on 2SER 107.3.